Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:45 p.m., Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Rolling through another episode of the Capital City Recap. Okay, exercise. They say it makes you feel better, might make you look better, and is an overall healthy thing to do, although new research finding that its effects can be seen on a cellular level. New York Times reporter Gretchen Reynolds writes about it in the New York Times. You can find it right now at nytimes.com. It was the most popular, or on the most popular list all day long. Gretchen, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure.
Okay, so a regular exercise routine, it's always evaded me. So let me ask you, do you yourself, I know you write a lot about exercise, do you exercise regularly?
I wish I had more time to exercise regularly, but I have to say the work that research that I do really does inspire me, because it does show pretty persuasively that it will change your life, and it won't just change your body. It will change how every cell works. It'll change how you age. It'll change how you feel. It'll change how your brain works. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, well, I've always thought that if I was somehow inspired by a better understanding of exercise, maybe I would actually do so more regularly. So let's talk about your article, which is titled Exercise as House Cleaning for the Body, which I'm guessing is more than just sweating. What are researchers finding out now about our cells and how they respond to exercise?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting work, because it started as a look at how cells clean themselves out inside. And cells are a little bit like my office right now, which they accumulate trash if you don't clean them very regularly. And inside the cell itself, there will be bits of protein, bits of old cell machinery, viruses, all sorts of things will build up like little trash heap inside the cell. And if that isn't cleared away, the cell becomes quite unhealthy, and there are indications that it can die or it stops working as well. And those are cells throughout your body, in your muscles, your heart, your brain, everywhere. There has to be a way to clean the trash out of the cells in order for your body to work well. And what they've found is there's a mechanism that's known very unpoetically as autophagy, which actually means self-eating. And what that means is that the cell itself creates its own sort of garbage cans. It creates a membrane that will circle around the trash and cover it, and then carry that bit of trash to a sort of incinerator within the cell itself that will break down the trash and burn it. And the cell can actually use that as fuel.
I see. Now, exercise, I'm guessing, then, is affecting, let me see if I can pronounce it, autophagy?
That, close enough. I'm not sure if I'm doing it completely correctly either.
But essentially, it's having an impact on the way the cell is processing and destroying, I guess, this waste.
Well, what they have found is they have known for a while that process was going on inside cells, but it wasn't clear what prompted it, what would make it actually start working, or would increase the amount of trash collection that you got within cells. And what researchers found in a brand new study is that exercise will actually increase the amount of house cleaning, essentially, that your cells do. The researchers put mice on little bitty treadmills, and the mice had been treated in a way that would make the membranes inside their cells glow. It's sort of amazing what science can do now. But what the scientists saw was that after just 30 minutes on these little treadmills, that mouse cells were producing more house cleaning. They were cleaning themselves more effectively than when the mice did not exercise.
I see. Now, this process is associated with disease and aging, you were saying?
Yes. If you do not have enough autophagy, then scientists believe that the cells age quickly. They also believe that if you do not have enough cellular house cleaning, you're much more prone to diabetes, Alzheimer's, possibly cancer. And in fact, they found in this same study, they had some mice get fat, and the mice also developed diabetes, or a mouse version of diabetes. And these animals had also been treated so that their cells would not clean themselves mm-hmm. when they exercised. And what they found that was that even if these animals ran, they did not get healthier. So they had to be able to have the cellular house cleaning, and exercise in normal animals will increase it so much that you get a complete reversal of diabetes wow. in animals that run.
Well, I'm talking to New York Times reporter Gretchen Reynolds about her article on this topic. You can find it at nytimes.com right now. You wrote that some researchers believe that the metabolism involved here was a process that evolved in response to the stress of starvation. Is there any potential that by eating less or by kind of eating minimally that you could increase the rate of autophagy?
Yes, and in fact, the research into autophagy actually began with researchers who were looking at how to increase longevity, how to help animals. It wasn't people. In fact, it started with worms, how to make worms live longer. And they found that if they didn't feed the worms, if they starved them, the worms actually lived a lot longer. And it appeared to be because the starvation increased the amount of cellular house cleaning. It really cleaned out the cells because the cells were burning parts of themselves to keep the animals alive. And they also did find that to be true in mice and in some higher mammals. And there certainly are people who believe that extreme fasting will increase your lifespan.
But this is separate than weight loss or any kind of other kind of bodily cleaning. This is a cellular thing that can happen even if you are exercising and overweight.
Absolutely. And in fact, if you're overweight, one of the really great things is if you go out and go for a walk, it seems very clear that walk, and it doesn't have to be long, doesn't have to be intense, but that walk will prompt your body to clear trash out from inside your cells, and the cells become much better able to do things like deal with blood sugar. So if you go for a walk, you are cleaning your cells and you're decreasing the chance that you'll develop diabetes. And also apparently reduce diabetes if you do have it.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about going for a walk because our definition of exercise, it seems, in this country is weightlifting and running or doing something extremely strenuous. Do you think that's part of the issue? And is this kind of enlightening to us knowing that really even a minimal amount of exercise can actually create this kind of beneficial effect?
Absolutely. And the evidence, not just in this study, but in virtually every study that I've written about in the last several years, seems pretty clear that you don't have to do a lot to get an enormous benefit in your body. There have been other studies that have shown 30 minutes of very easy exercise will prompt an enormous number of changes in your body. I did another study, or wrote about another study a few weeks ago that found that just a very small amount of exercise in mice led their muscles to produce a new hormone that had never been identified before that would actually talk to fat cells and tell the fat cells to become fat-burning cells.
Wow.
They would actually change from being white fat to brown fat, which actually does decrease the total amount of fat in your body. And that was with a very small amount of exercise.
You've written so much about exercise and the benefits that have been found in staying active. So let me ask you, if you were given a choice between a healthy diet and almost no exercise or a somewhat unhealthy diet and lots of exercise, which would be the better choice?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'd much rather exercise and get to eat some crappy food. I'd love to exercise and get an ice cream soda now and then. And there is pretty persuasive evidence that being fit in terms of your overall health is more important than being thin. And that's a very broad generalization, but there certainly are people who are overweight and quite fit, and they have a much lower risk of cardiovascular disease mm-hmm. than people who eat a really bad diet and are sedentary all the time, even if they are thin.
I see. You're almost saying, though, then, if you exercise in a regular way, that you can maybe not focus as much on the diet and really be healthier than someone who maybe has a very stringent and careful and healthy diet and really doesn't exercise at all.
Well, I don't want to urge anyone to eat poorly, but there is very clear evidence that if you really do have to pick one or the other, it's probably more important to be fit, but it's certainly even better to be fit and eat a reasonably healthy diet.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a small amount of exercise is really all that's needed. And in fact, there's some pretty good evidence that just standing up more will make a big difference in your body's metabolism. There's a wonderful study that showed that when they had the same group of people sit still for an entire day, they all gained weight.
Hmm.
When they had them on the exact same diet, just stand up all day, they all lost weight.
Well,
they didn't do anything else different.
Right. I think you just gave me my new exercise routine, which is going to be standing up when I watch television tonight. Gretchen Reynolds, New York Times reporter. Gretchen, thank you very much for joining me.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
You can check out her article.